Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is trumpeter, tap dancer, singer, and all-around musician Lonnie McFadden. McFadden will be performing in Brownville this weekend for the Brownville Concert Series with the first performance tonight, as well as a second performance Saturday night and a third performance Sunday afternoon. Before the interview this morning, Lonnie, I was looking through your social media, checking out all your photos and videos of you performing live over the years, and I really don't say this to kind of just butter you up or anything, but one of the things I've noticed is that you're very lively. You're clearly into the music that you perform every night, and it really does appear to me that you love what you do, and I really say that because I've been to so many concerts over the years where, you know, it's been thousands, dozens, whatever, but there's times where you see a band or a musician, they get up on stage and they just kind of feel like they're going through the motions, where they seem unenthusiastic about everything happening, even the, you know, songs they're performing. So I do, you know, say this with general curiosity. What is it that drives this passion you have? Or was there something that happened in your life that's this passion?
First of all, let me say that that is an extremely insightful question. And I say that because I did have a turning point. When I was coming up, I've been playing and performing most of my life. And I just remember when I was in my early 20s, I was playing at this real nice hotel. And there was this rich guy that used to come in and see us every time he would come in town. And this one time, he's sitting at the table with this expensive Dom Perignon champagne, buying all of us drinks, tipping the waitress $100 and stuff. And he looked at my brother and I, he said, "I would give anything to be you." And I looked at him and I said, "What? Wait a minute, how can you possibly say that?" He said, no, you don't understand. I do great financially, but whenever I come here, you guys give me a sense of relief and joy that I don't experience any, long story short, I didn't appreciate that until later on in life. I took a sabbatical from being a performer. I wanted to be an adult. I thought it was what was expected of me, you know, so I got a real job, you know, a grown people's job with benefits and insurance and all of that kind of stuff. And I tried to do it for about 2 years, and I quit because I realized how miserable I didn't realize how fortunate I was in my younger years that I was able to do something I loved this much and get paid for it. So when I quit working a regular job and started gigging again, my whole driving force was to be happy, to find happiness. I mean, it's a longer story, but we don't have enough time to tell you all the reasons and stuff. But that's a genuine appreciation for the opportunity I have, that I get to do something I love this much, and I get a chance to pay my bills doing it.
You know, Lonnie, I kind of have to admit, I wasn't able to find anything before this interview, so I have a simple question for you. Have you performed in Brownville before?
Yes. I performed there about 12 years ago, and they loved me so much they invited me right back.
All right. I primarily ask because, you know, based on everything I saw, you mainly perform in Kansas City, but you've also performed across the U.S. and places like New York City, as well as overseas, like in the North Sea Jazz Festival in Holland. So the question I have is, what is it about Brownville that makes it unique and a place you enjoy performing at?
I think if I were to mention one thing, it would be the people. I mean... There's a jazz fan here in Kansas City that first introduced me to you guys. And after I went the first time I was leery, I'd never heard of Brownville. I didn't know where it was. I didn't know. I mean, you know, and then I looked at the pictures. It looked like a small church that I was going to play in. And I thought, oh, my God, this is, but it's a gig. But when I got there, the appreciation that the people have for the music and the way that the Brownville Concert Series, the people that are on the board and the staff, the way that they made us feel, it superseded. I mean, I've never played any place in the world that I was treated better. And that's real. That, and I've had the pleasure of doing some pretty big things, but nobody, if the people in Brownville that are over this festival and the people that actually come out, oh God, they made me feel at home. They made me feel like they've known me for years. I mean, it's I can't even compare it with anything.
We're talking with Lonnie McFadden. He'll be performing this weekend in Brownville for the Brownville Concert Series. The next question I have is kind of about you as an all-around musician, because photos and ads are basically highlighting you as a trumpeter, but you're more than that. Just like I mentioned at the beginning, you also sing and tap dance for your performances as well. So what was it that you got into first, and who inspired you to become kind of this multifaceted artist?
Well, the first person was my father. See, my father was a great tap dancer during the heyday of Kansas City Jazz back in the 30s. He performed at the Hey Hey Club, the Reno Club, the Gym Theater, the Lincoln Theater, the Harlem Club, all of these places here in Kansas City. That, I mean, I could go on and on with the list of places. And he traveled. And so after he had retired and started a family, I mean, I used to hear him and all of his friends talking about the old days. And I'm talking about people like Jay McShann and Big Joe Turner and guys that had played with Charlie Parker and all these people. And so when I listened to the stories, I wanted to be like them. I mean, my father had done shows and he had gotten to be pretty good friends with people like Sammy Davis Jr. and all these guys. They were on the same circuit. And so I just listened to these stories and they sound so glamorous. And then when I saw this guy that was a protege of a guy that they called Little Buck Buckner, a tap dancer, on television. And then when I saw Sammy Davis Jr. on television the first time, and my dad told me the story how they were on the same circuit back in the day. And so I just wanted to be like those guys. And when I say those guys, we're talking about vaudeville entertainers, basically. And all of them could sing. All of them could tap dance pretty good. I mean, really, you look at Frank Sinatra, Donald O'Connor. You look at people that you don't think could tap dance. Bob Hope. And they could, you know, so. And I started as a tap dancer from my father. And so when I was 5 years old, he got me into piano lessons. Then after I got to be about 10 years old, I wanted to be a trumpet, learn the trumpet. So I completely put the piano down and I stopped tap dancing completely because of the peer pressure growing up in the inner city in the 1960s. It wasn't too cool. But then after I got to be an adult, I picked it up. And again, my passion for playing and singing and dancing that's all I want to do. That's all I want to do.
So are there any kind of other talents or instruments that you're wanting to branch out into and try in the future?
No, I'm trying to figure out how to do what I do. I mean, I know so many great trumpet players that are way greater than me. So many great tap dancers that are way greater than me. And I won't even begin to talk about the singers. But I just hope to always reach a certain level that is pleasing to the audience. I'm in my practice studio right now. I get up and practice every day. But when I get on stage, I'm just having a party. It's not a bunch of thinking that's going on. It's a bunch of how can we, when I say we, I'm talking about me and the audience. If when you come to my to hear me, you'll notice I don't talk to the band. I talk to you guys. It's up to the band to help me to communicate with you guys. But my whole thing is I want to have a good time with the audience. I'm an entertainer. That's what I do.
You know, a lot of what I read and saw before this interview, I got the impression that you were very talented. And as we've been talking during this interview, I've noticed that you're more than talented. You're also very humble. So I'm curious, what would you say is your greatest achievement as a musician?
Wow. I mean, I could talk about awards and things like that, but I think that the greatest thing I've achieved is that usually people, when they come to see me, I would say 90% of the compliments I get are that, wow, I had such a good time. I can't remember the last time I had this much fun. Or I have people that say, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you, Lonnie. I don't even like James, but I like you, and I'm coming back. So that knocks me out that, you know, even though I practice and try to be I try to reach a certain level of excellence all the time. But when I'm on stage, it's very important to me that if you came in with a problem, you're not thinking about that problem now. If you came in on date night, you are having a better date than you expected to have. It's important to me that this becomes an evening that you'll remember. If you don't remember the way I played or sang, that's not it. I don't care. But I do care that you enjoy yourself.
All right, Lonnie. Those are all the questions I got. Anything you want to add?
No. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in Brownville this weekend, me and the Banner. We're pumped. We're already talking about what we're going to wear and what we're going to play and stuff. So I'll see everybody this weekend, and I couldn't be more excited.
All right. Thank you, sir. Once again, that's Lonnie McFadden. He's a trumpeter, tap dancer, singer, and an all-around musician. You can check him out this weekend in Brownville, Nebraska. He's performing as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. First show is tonight at 7:30. Second is tomorrow night at 7:30. And then the third and final performance is this Sunday at 2 p.m. At last check, according to the website, there are still tickets available, but officials with the Brownville Concert Series have told us the tickets are starting to run out. So if this is something that interests you, you might want to hop over to BrownvilleConcertSeries.com and get your tickets there. Or you can give the box office a call at 402-825-3331. Once again, this is your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. And I'm Jeremy Werner.